eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
And David.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag
it's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Razzle Von Dazzle. He is Rockter Von Doctor. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm okay. You know, hanging in there. How are you?
Doing the best you can. You know,
doing
one day
the best
at a time.
You can. One foot in front of the other.
That's fucking, that's
you
it.
You know, pack a lunch. You go out to work every day, you know. Mm-hmm.
9 to 5.
Smiling faces, yeah.
Ham and egger. Kind of thing.
Yeah, real journeyman.
Right, we have a brand new best friend of the podcast, and his name is Trey Chaney. He actor from The Wire and We Own the City. I had a chance to speak with him last week. You can check it out on wherever you get your pods or on YouTube. He was very gracious. Spent about 20 minutes with him. A lot of fun. So,
you know, I listened to some of it. I tell you, I didn't understand a word of it. You know, having never watched The Wire, I didn't understand a word. But I tell you,
characters.
That guy was fired up to talk to you. Boy, howdy, huh?
He sure was.
And you got a great drop out of it.
He did. He said it's something about how I meant to put it in the board. I didn't have time, but he was like, you know, being on, you know, big platforms like the Dork Podcast.
He said he was like so happy to be, you know, talking to the Dork for something like that. And I was so excited to.
I was like, thanks, Trey.
Yeah.
But you've heard of The Wire. You are aware that it's a popular show. Yeah.
Yes.
Have you started watching this show that he's on now? It's the same creator, but it's not like a sequel. So you can watch this as a standalone. It's only 6 episodes about the Baltimore Police Department. It's called We Own the City on HBO.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't started watching it yet. I'm behind on some other TV, so I need to get caught up on that. And then I just watched the last Winning Time. I think that was the season finale, right?
That was. I'm behind. I'm like, how many was that total? 8, 10?
10.
Oh shit. So I'm probably 4 behind. I got a ways to go on that one. I like it though. It's good.
It's interesting too. And obviously they play a little fast and loose with some of the facts and you know, but
Jerry West is steaming apparently.
He's steaming about it. And I know some other people are steaming about it too. I don't think Larry Bird will be very impressed with his portrayal.
I haven't got there yet. I haven't seen Larry Legend yet.
You know, if he's mad about it, it's probably because it's true. You know,
well, that's the thing with Jerry West is portrayed as like the biggest dickhead of all time, and he's like, I'll take you to the Supreme Court, and you're like, maybe this is a pretty fair,
pretty good portrayal. Well, everyone to Larry Bird's a fucking asshole, so I don't think that's that far from the truth.
No, it might be the case.
I don't think he likes anybody.
Oh, should he?
Did you watch the Last Dance, right?
Oh yeah,
with him and Michael Jordan when they greeted each other, what Michael Jordan said to him,
right?
So what's up, you fucking bitch?
Yeah,
that's how they say hello to each other.
Yeah, well, when you're legends like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw The Last Dance. We did a whole episode on it. Remember?
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. I was saying it like you've seen The Last Dance, as in like I know that. I wasn't asking you, was I?
I would like to check tape on that. It sounded
We need a stenographer at some point.
Yes, finally a Dork stenographer. Could somebody come in here and just write out the whole episode?
So I would like to. Speaking of Dork things that are in dispute right now. I would like you to know, I don't have your name offhand, but I want you to know that the spite bucks continue to roll in. And I cleaned out my Venmo account just because he was asking all day. Thanks, Josh. So I hope it wasn't you that I'm about to dap up right here, but someone sent me three Spite Bucks instead of one.
I'll tell you why.
And he said it in the notes.
This week in horrible Rossi takes.
This asshat was doubling down on it. So he and Billy did an episode on surveillance because sure. or severance. Surveillance.
Severance.
Severance.
You've seen that, right?
I have. I think okay. they might have even called it that in the episode at one point. I think Rossi yes. said that. But so they were like, it was like the inception of takes now. Like they are responding to our response of their response. Sure. So anyway. You know, Billy is like, whatever, and good for them. They raised some money for some video games. Who cares? Like not bothering anybody. And Rossi's like, he's so disgusted by it. And he goes, you know what? They should do Patreon. He's like, they should charge everybody like $3 a month for an extra episode. So this fuckhead thinks that we should charge people $36 for a year, but not ask for one single dollar,
singular dollar every 6 years.
Like, come on, dude. Come on.
So anyway, so someone sent me $3. And you know why his reasoning was for sending me $3 instead of one?
Because fuck you.
Triples is best.
Oh. I thought he was going to say, I got $3 for you.
No. Rossi, as I've... And again, we're in his head.
Yeah.
And I told him what to do. And he's doing exactly what I told him to do, which is stay mad, ho.
Yep. He is. He's for sure staying mad. But yeah. Does that make any sense? I mean, maybe
it makes zero sense. Everything out of this person's mouth makes zero sense.
They should do like a bonus episode where only the people that are paying for it get access to it, and they have to pay $3 a month minimum.
Right.
Meanwhile, you know what we do when we want to do another episode? We do it.
We do it.
We put it out there. Like last week, Trey Chaney came on. Didn't charge anybody a dollar to see Trey Chaney or listen to that one.
Nope.
And
again, we have provided our listeners with, I believe we started this in 2015 or 2016, so close to 7 years, yeah. And you've paid a singular dollar, except for the person who believed that triples was best, because he's right. Triples is best.
Triples is best. If you want to send Davey three Spite Bucks, we're not going to stop you from doing that either. Oh, and then also, this fucking got under my skin. He's making it out to sound like we're using the money to pay for like our water bill. It's like, no. We explained... He's like, they have jobs. Like, yeah, but we explained it. I'm in the same boat as Davey. I wouldn't want to repay for a game, but we stream that game. We talk about the game. That's all part of the thing. And then he made another dig, like, the money that these people sent us would be better off sent to charity. Yeah. No shit. Every dollar you spend, every time you go buy a beer, you go to the movies, like what an asshole kind of comment that is.
And that's such like virtue signaling bullshit. Like I love when like, I think there was one time too, he started an argument with me and then he like tried to end it with like, be blessed.
Nope.
Like that, like high roading virtue signaling bullshit, like doesn't work with anybody. Like you're not fooling anybody. Like obviously like what did you buy a six pack of beer today? Why don't you go down to the soup kitchen and donate it to them? Like selfish prick.
100%.
Like, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I spent $15 or whatever it was to see Doctor Strange this weekend. Would it have been better served giving it to a charity? Yeah, but you know what? I didn't.
Take that money you spend like watching, you know, WWE pay-per-views and go donate it to,
good point,
you know, St. Jude's.
Take your whole Peacock
fucking
subscription, send that somewhere else.
So I guess my point is with all of this is just eat shit.
Yeah, right.
And choke. Not die, but like choke on it where it like kind of gets stuck and then you think you're choking and then you're not like that, do that.
Where your eyes water. Three words for you. Get bent.
Eat a dick.
Yeah. Well, that's three words for sure.
Yeah. Three words for you. Yeah. $1 for every word.
From now on, if anybody sends us a should I have bought this, if it's not money directly sent to charity, the answer is no.
The answer is no. And we're going to have a third vote.
Yeah. Charity. What was the first?
So it's going to be a majority vote. Me like and you what? And Rossi. And Rossi's answer is always going to be no.
Yeah.
You should have donated it to breast cancer research
somewhere else.
And if you bought something like a wooden monkey with a huge heart on, you're a bad person.
Nope. Send that money elsewhere. It could all be better spent somewhere else.
Because expert macroeconomist Jason Rossi knows exactly where to spend your money.
Jeez.
And he will tell you exactly what you should do with your money. Because you aren't grown adults who are capable of making your own decisions.
It's not going great. I keep spending those $5 to Davey.
Don't send me a dollar, but pay me $36 for the year.
So you can get like an extra episode where I'm sure we'll put in just as much effort and it'll be just as good.
And
it'll
I want to put all the fucking work we don't get to. And I want to do more work to put in tiers of like who gets what. Yeah. Like I want to keep track of that.
And then this way, our inside jokes, like the monkey with a heart on, are 10% of the people get to enjoy those.
Exactly.
What are we doing?
You know what? I'm over it.
Yep.
This week in Dorn. Yeah!
Well, this is great news and no surprise to anybody, but I Think You Should Leave is getting picked up for a season 3 by Netflix.
Would you be spanking my bare butt, balls, and back?
I'm so excited. And you tweeted this out before I could say it. This episode is going to be my favorite of the year whenever it comes out.
And we're going to charge everybody $2 for that episode.
For that, you're going to get
just that episode.
3 kicks.
Good steering wheel that doesn't fly off while you're driving.
So I still maintain season 1 has the higher moments, but also the lower moments.
The Scrooge thing, like that's the worst. That's the worst sketch of the whole series, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. But I think 2 was just like there's some. It's like playing golf, where like for me playing golf is like I just got to hit one good shot a hole. There is one good shot for every episode.
Yeah,
at least
the first episode of season 2 is probably pound for pound the best, because isn't that Coffin Flop? And
it starts with Coffin Flop Havoc and Carl Havoc
and Ghost Tour.
And there's another one in the middle,
Baby of the Year, I think. Oh no, not Baby of the Year, Buff Boys.
Is it Buff Boys?
I believe it is.
Which gets funnier the more I watch it, by the way.
I love it.
Any of these little fuckers ever pop out of the fucking wall and say, fuck, there's a horse cock in my room or a donkey dick?
Tremendous. Just tremendous. So anyway, I don't know when that's coming out, but it's going to be great. So We will be ready. Yes. Ryan, Moon Knight is in the books. We will get to this in a couple of weeks from now.
Yes.
Where do you rank this, though, amongst the 6 Disney Plus shows?
So I think I have it 3rd.
Okay.
Out of the 6. Now, or did I have it? See this, I go back, I forget my own tweet, but I, so fair. To me, Loki was the best one. I liked Loki the best. And then it's between WandaVision and Moon Knight are right there. And then there's 6. So there's a clear top 3 and a clear bottom 3.
See, I disagree. I think there's a top 4 because Hawkeye is actually my favorite. I would go Hawkeye, Loki, WandaVision, Moon Knight, huge drop. Falcon, Winter Soldier, What If?
What If is by far the worst. We're in agreement with that?
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you on that. But Falcon, Winter Soldier, I thought was a pretty big turd sandwich as well.
Yeah, and like they had like these big reveals that you saw coming the whole time.
Yeah. I was like...
Like, who did you think that was going to fool somebody?
No, it was pretty bad. Moon Knight was good, and we'll get into some of the other things that the producer has said about it. There was going to be some other potential tie-ins and all this other stuff, but it was good. I definitely liked it. So we'll unpack that a couple of weeks from now.
And again, also, so this was 6 episodes for the last 2.5 episodes turned the whole season around for me.
Yeah, they were good. And that's that was what the problem with WandaVision too, is there was 9 episodes and the first 3 were just sort of like that TV show. Like, what are they doing from the thing? Mm-hmm. And then I got really picked up also on Disney Plus. So we got to wait a few weeks for this, but we got the second trailer for Obi-Wan Kenobi. This, like Moon Knight, is only going to be 6 episodes. First 2 come out though on May 27th. I'm more excited for this show, well, this and Ahsoka Tano, which just started filming, than any of the Marvel shows. I'm fired up for these.
I'm fired up for it because it looks so good. And how about Owen Lars, like, coming at poor old Ben Kenobi?
Yeah, stay out of our fucking lives.
And the boy needs to be trained, and he hits him with the, like, you trained his dad? And just stares at him?
Like, oh.
Yeah. Ooh, like, ow.
Yeah, well, ow. Okay, all right.
We know, but hey.
All right, okay, fine. You got me, you know? But what now? I'm not supposed to train anybody?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, actually.
Pretty much. How about this? Out of nowhere, Cobra Kai Season 5 trailer. I didn't even watch Season 4. I have no idea.
I didn't either.
I heard it was okay, but Season 3 was so bad to me, I bailed. We did an episode on Season 3, by the way.
I know we did, and I was disappointed in it. The whole thing with Daniel going to Okinawa was just stupid, and it lasted way too long.
Didn't need it. Yeah. Didn't want it, didn't need it, but apparently season 5 is coming to Netflix.
Like, what if you said, hey, I want to go to a country where you probably can't contact me, and it's like a full day difference to hang out with my old girlfriend, to your wife?
She...
I don't think she would be on board with that.
No, I don't think she'd be super chill with that. I don't think she would love that.
Listen, we're married to, like, again, we're adults and we're secure in our relationships. But there's certain things you just don't put yourself in that situation, right?
Yeah, I think it would be more of the, like, so you're going to travel. You're just going to drop all your responsibilities. You're going to pack up. And
you have a failing car dealership right now. It's failing.
Right. You're going to go shit's hitting the fan. Yeah, correct. Like, maybe we can have a trip together. Maybe that's something that we
maybe can. That's it. Take a break. But you want to fly to Okinawa, Japan alone.
Yep.
For what?
And make sweet love to my ex-lover. All right, so that's Cobra Kai. Let's get to
that's
this.
Cobra Kai.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Rob, what do you have?
So I have season 2 of Halo Infinite came out. No one gives a shit, apparently. It's just...
Adam Cole does.
This is the avatar of video games. So much time has passed. That trailer came out, and by the way, there was something I saw on Twitter, like people were like roaring with applause, you know, when the trailer dropped right before Doctor Strange. No one gave a shit in the theater. They're like, okay, nothing. Yeah, even like, you know, people like, you know, you hear people next to you be like, oh hey, like, let's go see that.
I didn't have that experience.
Not a fucking peep from anybody. They were just like, all right.
Okay. Great.
So yeah, I mean, this is same with Halo. Like, if you told me this news, you know, 10 years ago, I'd be psyched, but this is gone. We're done with it. They were talking about Paramount Plus was saying that the Halo series is like a global success. Name one person you know who watches this show.
I was going to say, Gresham Keefe producer John Anderson watched at least the first couple episodes.
Moving on.
Okay.
The game Trek to You. Oh, by the way, this is brought to you by 47 Brand.
Yeah.
I got a nice Celtics hat, City Edition Celtics hat on right now.
Look at that beauty. Jesus.
Dude, I got some other stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. They have new stuff coming out week by week. Go use the promo code #dork, 25% off. You know, what else are you doing with your money? And look, I'm not trying to tell you how to spend your money.
Well, no. I would go charity 1, Davey's Venmo 2, 47 Brand 3.
Right. Always give to charity if you can.
First.
Yep. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Have a blessed day.
I started playing Trek to Yomi, which is a side-scrolling kind of like Kurosawa game.
Okay.
The story's great. The game looks awesome. The sound design is impeccable. Combat in a samurai game, a little wonky. I don't really care. It's a little too simple and a little too higgledy-piggledy.
No.
So I would give it a 4.5 out of 6. The story's great and the look of the game is incredible, but the combat a little like, meh, you know? So yeah, it's a good enough game.
Good.
Speaking of good enough games, Overwatch 2, the beta got a patch today, so everything's smooth sailing there. You need to do something else. You know, we need to get to some meat and potatoes here.
On when PS players will be able to get in?
Not a peep.
Great.
But I worked out some bugs and some patches, so it looks like if they're updating it and moving it along, that means like you'll probably see it sooner rather than later. We had a card event last Thursday. Probably my worst performance yet. So all of you who are giving me the spike bucks in order to play Mario Kart, I apologize for letting you down. I tried to do some new things, get on Keefe's motorcycle. Didn't work for me.
Yeah, Davey must have bought a faulty game. So whoever gave him money, you're going to have to double down, give him more money so you can buy a better version of the game.
Well, that was my favorite running joke of the whole series. Was like, you try to return the game to GameStop.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong? Well, I was winning and now I'm not.
So the game scratched or whether it just doesn't work or
no, I'm just not winning anymore.
Okay.
But the game works perfectly. And you're like, I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying.
I can give you 20 GameStop bucks,
which is about how much is that? It's like 20 cents. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So the spike bucks keep rolling in. So that's great. Some dipshit made. So we've talked a lot about some shitty video games that exist on Steam, right?
Yes.
This one, I don't care. Politics aside, like if you make this game, you're a dick. And this game just got pulled off of Steam. Someone made a Kyle Rittenhouse video game.
Absolutely not necessary.
Like, like incredibly unnecessary and like in just in bad taste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 40-year-old man, and I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money. I would never do that. And like,
I will charity, like,
talk down to you.
Venmo, 47 brand stuff.
Right. Three-way. I wouldn't do that.
No.
All I want you to do is be blessed and be happy in your life. So I would never, ever tell you how to spend your money, because I wouldn't talk down to you like that. But please don't buy this game.
I don't think anybody will. Well, nope, I take that.
Not anymore, because they pulled it off Steam, but you could probably get it somewhere.
People probably would have, yeah.
And the name of the game is like Acquitted or something like that. It's really stupid.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever statement you're trying to make, you completely missed the fucking point.
Don't need it in my life.
So if you are the developer of that game, and clearly you're listening because millions of people listen to this across the globe, we have three words for you as well. So that has been Davey's Video Game Minute, brought to you by the wonderful people at 47 Brand. Use the promo code hashtag dork. Get yourself some hats, some shirts, whatever the fuck. I don't give a shit.
I don't care. Right.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today it is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, the 28th movie in the MCU, 2 hours and 6 minutes long, currently on Rotten Tomatoes, 75% by the critics, 87% by the audience. Of course, opening weekend, this past weekend, we begin with all of our movie and TV reviews spoiler free. Ryan, did you like it?
I don't know.
Well, this is why we're here. We can talk it all out.
We got to talk this out, because I got to tell you, I have never been so confused in my life.
Okay.
About a Marvel movie. I'm so confused.
Confused about what happened, or confused if you liked it or not?
D. All of the above.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I would answer it where, like, I think so. Like, or kinda.
See, I'm like, I don't think so.
Okay. You know what? It's funny. I'm probably closer. Yeah. I'm probably closer to that. And maybe the more we talk about it, maybe by the end of this, I'll dislike it even more.
I'm not going to give you a score until the end of the, I don't know. I honestly need to talk this out.
All right. Now, so I'm curious your take specifically. One, because we're good friends. And two, because you are a massive Sam Raimi guy.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi got his hands on this bad boy. Of course, he did the original Spider-Man trilogy. He did the Evil Dead trilogy and a lot of other things in between. You know you're watching a Sam Raimi movie.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure that's a good thing when it comes to Doctor Strange.
Why? Yeah. Why?
I know.
Like, well, the thing was, it's just so uneven, the whole thing. Like,
And you know who we need to get on the podcast now that we have guests on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Scott Derrickson.
I would love to talk to him about this.
He's directing The Black Phone, which comes out next month, which looks terrifying. He was really good in the first one. So he can do weird. He can do kind of, you know, shades of horror. You didn't need to go full Raimi on this one. They went full Raimi, and I think it let it down. But again, they got to do it within a universe, very much so. They have to use all these different things. So maybe Derrickson was just like, listen, if you just want me to do it direct by numbers, just have somebody else do it.
And it was the word that I latched onto leaving the theater was goofy. It was fucking goofy.
It takes some of the dark or kind of like spooky stuff, and it kind of like,
well, that's what I mean. It's like, it's so uneven.
Too much. Yeah.
Because we'll get into it. I can't really talk about it without getting too spoilery or giving away plot points, but it was just like, okay, then why'd you do that? It was like, everything is like, okay, like every scene, the tone of the next scene would negate the last one.
Yeah. I kind of felt like it had multiple directors.
Yeah.
In a way, right? Like, it was just sort of the way they were doing things. Yeah, it was definitely uneven. I think part of that is like the multiverse aspect of it is gonna feel that way a little bit.
Okay, but so this, I can say this. This is what I wanted to say, and I wrote this down. I am not, my awareness is, look, I get it. What we're talking about is frivolous. This is. Comic book characters. This is kids.
How dare you?
You get what I'm saying.
I know where you're going. Yeah.
I take it seriously, but not so much that I don't, you know, like where like the fandom takes over and gets really pissed about something. Like, I try not to do that. But this felt like you give a kid, I'm an educator, so like you give a kid a project and you're like, this is worth 60% of your grade. Mm-hmm. And the kid's like, yeah, okay. And he, like, he does it the night before and he's like, look at this. And you're like, dude, this is worth 60% of your grade. He's like, oh, are you serious?
Yeah, pretty serious. Yeah.
Like, it felt like he wasn't taking it seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't, yeah. Raimi wasn't taking his job seriously. And it was just like, all right, fuck it. We'll just do Evil Dead and Doctor Strange. Right. What if Doctor Strange was an Evil Dead movie? And you're like, that doesn't really fucking work.
Yeah, I don't.
And he's
I
like,
don't,
no, it'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. Everyone will get it.
Right.
Like, how many people have seen Evil Dead? How many people get those Easter eggs? Not a lot. I would say 90% of the people who watch Doctor Strange don't get that.
Well, and think about this. Like, we're even starting to skew towards the older end of probably like diehard MCU fans. So to your point, like, yeah, like my 12-year-old nephew who's watching this, he hasn't seen Evil Dead. He hasn't seen Army of Darkness. Like, he
doesn't get like the weird zooms and the Dutch angles and like all the shit that Sam Raimi does. Like, he doesn't get that.
No,
he doesn't know who Bruce Campbell is.
No, and like that's definitely for the older fans. Like that cameo. Yeah, for sure. So right now I have this 20th out of the 28 MCU movies. So the movies that I say are definitely worse would be, in whatever order, Iron Man 2 and 3, Thor 2, Ultron, Incredible Hulk, Eternals, and probably the first Captain America. Although, listen, based on our DSG comic book movies, people really like Captain America even more. This is definitely worse than the first Doctor Strange, right?
Yes, it is. And so people are blowing up in the chat and be like, you know, like giant starfish and Suicide Squad. Like that's completely different to me because that movie is ridiculous. Movie's intended to be ridiculous.
Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy is like over the top because that's a ridiculous, like this was set up in such a way that this character was going this way, being this super serious character. And this just felt to me like a completely fucking hard left.
Yeah, I'm with you. It wasn't really for me, but I mean, I think it at least to me, it's not in the conversation of worst MCU movie. Like, it's a step above those, but I don't know if it's significantly higher than those. And maybe
so. First of all, I'm gonna name you by name right now because you're driving me fucking nuts. Like Christian Mitchell.
Don't look at
spell my name correctly. It's Davey. If you're gonna talk to me, spell my name correctly. I've been doing this for 7 years. Get a map.
I don't think you need to worry about the chat necessarily. So we love.
It's the easiest name in the world. Like, fucking spell my name right.
Davey with no E, huh?
Like, I've never seen it spelled that way. I'm 40 years old. Never seen it spelled that way.
Davey
I've
Jones.
Davie. I've seen Davies. Like, get a fucking map.
What'd you think of the story of this movie?
There are parts of it. So I broke this down like good, bad, and ugly. Okay. Like, so I like this. There's parts of this. And again, why I'm so fucking confused, right? Is because I like parts of this. The setup of this is great.
Yeah.
That Stephen Strange has broken these rules of reality, time and space, right? He needs to pay for them. Similarly, you've had this great arc of the Wanda Maximoff becoming the Scarlet Witch. And using those powers to help herself. And there's these two, they're doing it. One is doing it for seemingly selfish reasons. One is doing it for what he considers to be the greater good. I like that, the struggle between those two.
Yeah.
How that was handled and how those characters existed in this movie was kind of dumb and it kind of fell flat.
Yeah, I also think it's really, really tough to do a multiverse movie coming off of Spider-Man, which in a way is multiverse, even though that was bringing characters to our world rather than going to another world. But kind of, so you're piggybacking off of that. Like you said, you're dealing with WandaVision. You're maybe dealing with the first Doctor Strange, maybe not. And then you're trying to jam all this in, introduce a couple of new characters, and do it in 2 hours for a guy who's never directed any of these other movies before in this world. I thought that was tough. Like, you're kind of asking for a lot. So it's hard to really kind of dive in completely. And so you're right. The bones of the story are probably pretty good, but the execution, I didn't love. The characters to me, and this is a me problem, I think it had a lower ceiling going in because Doctor Strange is nowhere near one of my most favorite characters or one of the characters that I find the most interesting at all. Scarlet Witch, I was more intrigued by the idea of Scarlet Witch being a villain. I'm in on that. But Doctor Strange, they also introduce a new character. I could kind of take or leave. So I don't know. That's a me problem. Like, whereas coming out like Guardians of the Galaxy being in Thor and like Black Panther and some of these other movies coming out, like I automatically have more interest in because of how much I like those characters.
Yeah. And again, I think this was, he's supposed to be in my head, like how they set this character up here was that he was supposed to be straight laced is the wrong word, but kind of like buttoned up and kind of like, you know, he doing things a certain way. And I feel like the last two times we've seen him on film, whether it be in like No Way Home or this,
yeah,
it's just this guy who's just like doing whatever the fuck he wants. And maybe that's why I don't like him. Maybe,
yeah,
you know, like we talked about it last time, talking about the first Doctor Strange and like Tony Stark's an asshole. Stephen Strange is an asshole, but they're like two different kinds.
They're different. And he's also now less at like, he needed to be an asshole in like the first arc of his story. And now like he really should be less of an asshole. But then you're kind of like, all right, well, where is he? You're kind of caught in between. And another issue, that another hang up I have is I do enjoy street level comic characters more just as a whole. Like we've seen a lot
on the whole,
on the whole and in the whole.
Yes.
To me though, like it's kind of like outer space, crazy, like interdimension stuff. I'm a comic book fan. It's not my cup of tea compared to like Daredevil or Batman or Blade or kind of shit like that.
And I think it tried to do too much with too, like, so you got to pick a lane.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So you dig into the Scarlet Witch stuff, which is like kind of heavy and like super dealing with grief and like super serious and why she's doing what she's doing. And then the next scene, it's like a Freddy Krueger Nightmare in Elm Street thing. Mm-hmm. And then characters are saying things that are like contradicting what they said before. Like they make this big deal about like how the Scarlet Witch is like the most powerful like being in the universe and can bend reality. I think they said it in the trailer, so it's not a spoiler.
Yeah.
She can bend reality to her will.
Yeah.
And then someone basically is like running away from her and like throws a trash can behind them and she like stops. she can change reality at will, but some wizards put up a shield and she can't really figure out what to do.
Yeah. That's the shit that
bothered me. Yeah,
but that's another risk you run when you set up the fact that you have the over the top, powerful villains. Like that was even an issue. As great as Infinity War and Endgame are, those are unbelievable movies. I really have very little problems with them. But again, if Thanos has the gauntlet, like nobody should be able to even get near him. Like he can control literally everything.
And I think we said it too. Like when we did, like, why are you fighting? Why are you fist fighting people?
Yeah, you wouldn't need to, or you could literally just freeze time. You could kill all the Avengers and then just refreeze.
Just blink at them and they'll disappear.
Yeah, right. But whatever.
Like, whatever. Like, you know, there's some suspension of disbelief. And this is where, and again, I hate having to say this, but like, I know I shouldn't take it that seriously. And I know that this is all silly. Like, so I'm saying this is silly. It's all silly.
But if you're gonna tell us what the rules are, at least follow those rules.
You can't change the rules just because you don't like how I'm doing it.
I think we got our
what Sam Raimi said. You can't. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What do you think? How do you think it looked though? Because the first one of the things that I think sets it apart, and we did it in the rewatch, is it looks fucking unbelievable.
This was, to quote Zach Galifianakis in the movie The Election, it's a mess. This movie was a mess visually.
Okay. I agree. I thought I was the only one. I'm like, because I don't have the best eye. I'm not Davey Eyeballs. I'm whatever the opposite of that would be.
Right.
I don't have great eyesight, but I'm like, that's just me, or that like that clearly doesn't look like it's in the same place, or that person doesn't look like they're in the same place. No. I understand that they're not, but it doesn't even look like they are.
There was one character, and it looked like there was one character who we'll get to in spoilers who looked like it was from a movie from the aughts or like the late 90s.
I was like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, I had
I get it. Like Sam Raimi's all about like practical effects, but it looked awful.
Yeah, no, dude, awful. It was a mess. All right, here's a big question. Is this a must-see in the theaters movie?
No, it's not. And I think someone said, and I'm not reading the chat, I just have it over here.
I'm gonna have to disable the chat if you're gonna be distracted.
So my wife said the same thing when we were leaving the theater. She said that would have been a better series. That would have been a good 6-part series.
Oh yeah, good point. I agree.
not a 2-hour movie. If you had 6 hours to flesh this out, I think it would have been better. The fact that like,
yeah, it would have been. Oh, and there's a couple like real cliffhanger parts that you could have put in, and you know what they are.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a good point. I hadn't even considered that. But that it definitely would have been a better series. So again, if you are, and again, most people listening to this are MCU obsessed, so you kind of have to see it. But for the like the fringe people or the people that just are into this podcast because of TV and movies in general, then no, wait till it comes on Disney Plus. Check it out there. I wouldn't spend the money on it. There is a mid and a post credit scene, as always. Dork score. Are you ready to? I have one now. You can change it by the end.
I can change it by the end. My gut, 3.5.
Ooh, I was thinking 3.5. When I walked out of the theater, I thought 4, but that's because I'm, you know, glass half full Keith. And then as I was driving home, I'm like, well, I didn't really love this part. This part wasn't great. I don't know if I could really recommend it to a lot of, like, all of a sudden, yes. I talked myself down a half stone.
There was more about it I didn't like than stuff I did like.
I agree. All right. Anything else non-spoiler? Again, that's kind of how we feel about it. Pretty bad review overall. Like I liked it more than Eternals. I liked it more than Eternals.
Okay.
Did you like Eternals more than me?
I did. So I think I gave Eternals a 4.
Okay.
I think I did. Right. Yeah. I fuck, man. But at least Eternals like looked like a billion-dollar movie. Like this doesn't at all.
No, it doesn't. Josh in the chat says, I don't watch any of these things. That's what I pay you for.
Spoilers! Here come the spoilers!
All right, spoilers now for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. One idea that they played with a lot. And I remember when they first mentioned it early in the movie, I'm like, oh, great, I got to remember this to bring it up. But then they just kept hammering it over and over and over and over again. And that is the fact is we're dealing with all these different, you know, well, we're dealing with the multiverse, that dreams, like a dream you have is actually an experience that one of the other versions of you has had.
And then someone makes the, I think it's like Wong is like, what about that one? I'm like running naked from a clown. Like, and they're like, yeah, happened. That exists somewhere.
Happened.
So, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I liked some of the ideas that they played with, but the execution was... Like you just, it was so quippy and like they were making jokes out of shit. They're like, no, you don't really understand like what you're joking about. And one of the things I had down for the ugly. So the fucking stars, like the America, like every time she like punched through a dimension, it was a star.
Oh, well, that's like her thing, I guess.
That was so fucking stupid. Yeah. Why would it be a star? Why in God's name would it be a star every single time?
That's her thing, I guess.
It's dumb. No.
But I just wanted to go back to the point about the your dreams, only because I'm somebody that has very vivid, scary, horrible dreams.
Yep.
Is all I can think about is there's a bunch of poor rich Keefs out there in the multiverse that are living a fucking shitstorm.
Yeah.
They're living in a horror movie out there.
You and I, we talked about this. You and I have both, as young people, had night terrors.
Yeah.
When we did that movie, The Nightmare. You and I both had that nightmare.
Yeah. I still wake up. It's probably less than once a week now. But you can ask my wife. Like I scream. I like wake up screaming, and she's like, "What is wrong with you?"
I had when I was a kid. I had it was sleep paralysis.
Yeah, that's like in that movie. I've not had that part. That's scary as shit.
That's the fucking scariest thing in the world. But like so again, like you said, to your point, there's some versions of me who are like fucking locked into that. Yeah, that sucks.
Good luck out there. If I ever run into any of you guys, one of the big things, and this might sway how some people view the movie, but they introduce a brand new character. And I think there's a real interesting element to the character of America Chavez, where she can hop to different dimensions or different multiverses. Yes. She doesn't really know how to do it. She can't really control it, but she can do it. And she creates those stars, as Davey said, but there's also only one of her. So she hasn't found any others like her, whereas everywhere else she's like, oh, there's multiple of everybody else.
Yeah, I think that like Neo quality to her is,
you know, that part's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean that was, and again, that's cool. The actress was terrible. Her dialogue stunk out loud.
It was pretty shit. Yeah.
At one point, I think it was her. She was like, "Get out of my universe," and punch somebody. That's terrible writing.
Yeah, there was a few times where you could tell it was sort of like the Sam Raimi were going for, and I know he didn't write the movie.
Going for gasps.
But, well, kind of, not just going for gasps, but like going for like the catchphrase, like the Ash, like, but Ash does it in a way where it's fucking awesome, but it's also like the whole movie's winking at you. Like, is this what we're doing? Like, Rachel McAdams, it's Christine Palmer, had a couple of lines where you're like, what is she in the Expendables now?
So Ryan and I were joking as we were leaving the theater. The only reason she was in the movie. So I was walking out of the theater with my wife and I look at her and I go, "Oh, this must be the lobby that everyone talks about where people get their snacks. Look at this. This is that thing that you mentioned before that you said was impossible to find. Yet here it is." Like, her whole thing is exposition. Yeah. She's explaining the movie to you the entire time. And it's the most annoying thing in the world.
Not only that, but especially after rewatching the first Doctor Strange, like, are we led to believe that Stephen Strange and Christine Palmer are like the world's greatest love story? Like, they're Romeo and Juliet. Like, he couldn't stand her. Like, he loved himself way more than her. And now in this one, it's like, "I loved you in every goddamn dimension that there was." And you're like, "Did you?" Like,
he even says to her in the first Strange, he says, "We barely dated."
Right. And now it's like this long lost love. And she's like, "Yeah, I knew a Stephen Strange on my earth." And he's like, "And I love Christine's." And then he's at her wedding and he's like, "Why couldn't we figure it out?" I'm like, you guys weren't that close. You could probably name 20 other couples in the MCU that you felt like a stronger bond with. That was not one of them at all. I thought that was honestly one of the weak points of the movie, is like, they relied on this. Like, we're supposed to care about that relationship when we don't at all.
And the only relationship that I wound up caring about in the whole movie is with Wanda and her sons and how that was going to resolve itself.
Yeah.
And again, like, that's a really heavy thing that they dealt with in WandaVision, which was like a pretty heavy show.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you would have a scene with that and you're like, okay, let's explore this. And then it would be some fucking goofy thing with like Doctor Strange, like quipping and like making jokes and like all this shit. And you're just like, what the fuck just happened?
I know. And that was too, so Wanda mentions like the grief that she went not only with her sons, but with Vision. And by the way, Vision in this movie at all. The white Vision never pops up in it.
Right.
I thought maybe there'd be a reference or something, but she talks about when she fucking put a hole in his head and like had to do that and like got nothing for it. That's a good line in there. Like, Doctor Strange bends the rules and he's a hero. Scarlet Witch bends the rules and she's a villain. I do like that.
Do more of that.
Yeah.
And again, like, you keep pumping these, like, Doctor, you know, Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme, but like, really, it's Strange who's doing all of these things, right?
Yeah.
And Wanda, who's this supreme ultimate being, and you have these, by the way, the dumbest mechanic in the whole thing. You have a good book and a bad book, which are impossible to find, but really easy to find and even easier to get rid of.
Oh, yeah. They're
some
gone.
Some fucking no-name nonner wizard gets rid of the Darkhold just like stabbing it with like a stick.
Got it.
You know, they got it. And you're just like, oh, and then Wanda's not powerful anymore. And then there's like that good book that just like gets burned. By the way, the fucking music fight might be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in an MCU movie.
Did that offend you as a musician yourself?
No, it offended me. It offended me on so many levels that I can't even get into it. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they took a chance on it, and it was not great.
That was not great. It wasn't even visually good to look at. It looked like shit.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, if you didn't like the first Doctor Strange, you couldn't say that it didn't look awesome. Like, it was incredibly looking. Yeah, this one wasn't. I wonder if anybody has sort of multiverse interdimension fatigue yet, only because this was also a fear I had following Endgame. It's like, all right, you go to like this kind of scale, and if you're going to continue, chances are you're going to have to get into this stuff. And this is where you kind of lose people a little bit, I think. Like, it becomes a little bit more confusing. You add all these more rules, which make us say, all right, you're going to follow all this shit. Is all this shit going to add up? And after Loki and then Spider-Man No Way Home, and then even some of the What If stuff, which didn't really have a major factor in this, it's just a lot of that and a lot of multiverse stuff. And it can be like an easy kind of crutch too, like with writing. Like, you can kind of do stuff the easy way out and be like, oh, we have these characters but not really, and like sort of, or this character's now dead but whatever, and like, yeah,
You hit on it. You hit it right on the head, and you said it. I got it now. I know why this movie pissed me off.
Okay.
Nothing matters anymore.
Boom.
Nothing matters. Like, the way you did things. Okay, so we're into spoilers. So yep. You bring in Blackaguard Boltagon, right? You bring him in.
Blackbolt.
Kill him immediately. You bring in.
Well, let's set this Haley up. Let's set this up real quick. So, unfortunately, they put it in the trailer again, and they put in the fucking voice of Professor X in the trailer. Would have been a cool, surprise while watching the movie. But there are no surprises. They don't want you to be surprised anymore. But the Illuminati, which is a pretty cool setup in the comics, it includes Doctor Strange, it includes Iron Man. So they had to tweak it a little bit. But the Illuminati on this one planet is Captain Carter, Captain Marvel, which is not Brie Larson, but her friend. I forget what her name is. Monica Rambeau. Mm-hmm. Mordo, Black Bolt. And it is the same actor from the failed Inhuman show, by the way.
It is. Yep.
Mr. Fantastic, played by John Krasinski, and Professor X. That is the Illuminati, which Scarlet Witch goes through them like a fucking hot knife through butter. In about 4 minutes, they're all dead.
But they're going to be back. That's what I mean. So now you're like...
persons.
And that's the thing. It's now it's become like,
yeah, I know
it's exactly. A great idea, but now it's a deus ex machina that now you can just like fix it. You'd be like, well, that was one version of him. Mm-hmm. We can bring back another version. Now they're talking about, remember how the whole thing with like Robert Downey Jr. wasn't the first choice to play Iron Man. It was actually Tom Cruise.
Yeah. They could do a Tom
Cruise. Now they're talking about like, this is all pushing. I feel like this is all pushing towards Secret Wars.
It definitely is, because aren't they doing? They're doing Secret Invasion, aren't they? In one of the isn't Samuel Jackson doing?
Yes. So all the multiverses are going to crash together. They're going to have. I forget what they call. It. They call it like Battle Planet or like whatever. Battle World or something. So like, but it's all pushing towards that. So now, like, there are stakes, but there are no real stakes because if there are infinite versions of characters, like it doesn't matter if you kill one of them. They'll come. So the point I was trying to make. They're talking about, for Secret Wars, bringing Tom Cruise as Tony Stark into that movie.
So this is one thing I don't like, is most of the variants seem to be identical looking. So again, in this movie, you had, what, 3 or 4 different Doctor Stranges?
Right.
Obviously, Captain Carter is the same. Captain Marvel's the same. Mordo is the same. By the way, no.
But in Loki, they aren't.
Correct. That's my point. So in Loki, they're all different. But Black Bolt's the same. They dug Black Bolt up from the fucking shit show from like years ago that failed. That's the same actor.
And Professor I love X, how... obviously,
it's say Professor X, but now you can do the Tom Cruise, Robert Downey thing. That's crap. And real quick, Mordo, that pisses me off because Mordo from the first movie was actually intriguing. He's hunting down all people that are using magic in a way he doesn't feel like is right. So it's
and
up
he
to
did
him.
Nothing with that.
Nope, there's nothing. No follow-up on that. 6 years later, there's nothing. We have no idea. They made one reference where Strange was like, oh, on your planet, our Mordo had like made a life of like trying to hunt me. But you don't see him. There's no update if he's alive or dead or whatever. What a waste. But anyway, your point on you can do whatever you want now and anybody can die. Because that was the other thing is the first 10 Marvel movies, wasn't it like Quicksilver was the only death? Mm-hmm. There was no like real deaths, and then eventually later there was an Infinity War that kind of changed the game a little bit, and then you can kind of snap them back or whatever. But now it's like you can do whatever you want. Another thing I would say is
but now the pendulum's the other way. Now you can kill whoever and it doesn't matter.
Correct. I also there's been for years like a petition to have John Krasinski play Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And this isn't a shot of Krasinski, but I feel like as I was watching the movie, I'm like, man, people really wanted John Krasinski to be Mr. Fantastic until they got it. Because now it's like, nah. I was like, eh.
And this is what I was referencing before. The Mr. Fantastic special effect of him like bending into screen was so shitty. It was so shitty.
I also love when, I forget what the order was, but everybody up there on this version of the Illuminati is way more powerful than Mr. Fantastic. And two of them got fucking smoked by Scarlet Witch, and then he comes all crazy arms at her, like she's like, get out of here. It's like, dude, what a great line, by the way. So in this world, that Franklin Richards already exists.
Yes,
because she goes, do you have any kids? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, do you have a wife? And he's like, yeah. He's like, that's good, so somebody can raise your kid. That's a fucking cold-blooded line.
That's cold-blooded.
That. Yeah,
but again, like, and it's nice that like Franklin Richards, who becomes like the most powerful
fucking guy of all time
in all comic books.
Yeah.
We know he exists.
We know he exists.
On a world. Version of him exists on that one, or with 818 or 8.
Ooh, you know what they could do is they could make him a bad guy now, because in that world, Mr. Fantastic dies young. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's his villain origin story.
He like mind fucks Galactus at one point, right?
I think he's like so powerful, it's not even funny, right?
Yeah, yeah, like he takes over the mind of Galactus at one point. Yeah.
So for people who didn't read all the comics, I think we've referenced this before, but one of the best things the Illuminati did in the comics, and again, this was Mr. Fantastic, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Black Bolt, and I forget if it's Captain Marvel, but one of them else was in there. And they basically were like, Hulk is too powerful for Earth. We need to send Hulk out of here. Yep. He's a liability, which led to Planet Hulk and World War Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
I was hopeful they were going to do that with Scarlet Witch in this movie, but ultimately what happened is they viewed Doctor Strange as this great fearful being, and that was an interesting little line in there. Like, there was a statue of him that, and this is in World 838, that he helped stop Thanos, but in reality he did not stop Thanos, but they just wanted to like project him, sort of like the Batman Harvey Dent thing, where they're like, we want to make him look like he's a hero even though he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So the Illuminati, to me, another reason why I didn't love the movie is I think they shoehorned that in. They knew it was going to get like a cheap pop, and then it was like, now they're gone. So it's like, we did a movie with the Illuminati. It's like
cheap heat.
No, you didn't.
Cheap heat. And then again, like, then when does cool cameos become just like fan service bullshit? And yeah. I felt like that was fan service bullshit. The fact that like it was kind of cool that you had Professor X in like the X-Men cartoon yellow wheelchair, and they played the theme. I thought that was kind of cool, and I'm like,
unprofessional bullshit.
Unprofessional bullshit. Like, it's fans, it's candy. It's
why nobody watches AOL Blast.
Typical bullshit.
Okay, typical bullshit. You got a mid credits scene where Charlize Theron shows up, her debut in the MCU. She is a character named Clea, who from the Dark Dimension, which is where they were headed.
Yes.
Were you going to say the niece?
She's the niece of Dormammu.
Right.
And this character is like the successor to Strange, but is also at times a love interest for Doctor Strange.
It's married in some comics to Strange.
Yes.
So I guess you can look for that. Although they teased something at the end of Doctor Strange 1 that they never paid off. So by the time 6 years from now they make a Doctor Strange 3, it may not pay off in this one. By the way, do you even want to see a Doctor Strange 3?
Not now.
No.
Not really. Not with Sam Raimi directing it. Like,
no.
Do you think they were asking Derrickson to do all this goofy shit? He's like, I want to do a continuation of the movie I did. I don't want to do.
So I don't know if it was necessarily like the goofy shit. I think Raimi did some of that on his own, but I do think it was, all right, you have to use Scarlet Witch. You have to use her this way.
We're
bringing in the Illuminati, but it's not really the Illuminati. We're going to kill them off. And then you can play like, go ahead, because Derrickson does scary probably better than Raimi does scary right now anyway. And they're like, you can do some scary stuff. You got like the zombie one in there if you want to do it or whatever. Some other variants of Strange. And he's probably like, why can't I do my own movie? Why can't I bring Mordo back? And there was like a throwaway line with like, yeah, I just did something with Spider-Man. It's like nothing really else. Nothing.
Well, they made a joke about like people looking like bugs. Another bug theme characters and like
Spider-Man, Ant-Man.
Yeah. So you're at the same time, like there's one thing to kind of like be like Deadpool, like winking a nod at everything, but then just like kind of like make fun of stuff that you've already done.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel about that.
Also, the end credits, you get more Bruce Campbell. So again, I have no problem with Bruce Campbell.
What the fuck? That was so stupid.
Yeah.
You put a spell on him that he's gonna do a Three Stooges bit for 3 years.
I put a spell on you. A good track.
And then he looks into the camera and says it's over in like the big like toothy grin. Like, that's so dumb.
What happened?
That's what happened?
a little bit better.
It's over. Like, that was the end of the movie. I sat in the fucking thing.
He goes, but
there was an audible groan that I heard, and like, ugh. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, people, because the mid credits was actually more of like the juicy thing than the end credits. So you wait all the way to the end credits. People were pissed for sure.
Yeah. So
anything else, best, worst that we didn't get to?
Again, so much exposition in like, the dark hole. What are they called? The Book of what?
Darkhold.
Like, the other one. The
whatever. Book. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, that's just a fairy tale. And like, nope, took it 5 minutes to find it.
Yeah.
Took us 5 minutes.
Fuck, man. Yeah, this was disappointing. And again, I actually, believe it or not, I went into it with a low bar, but it wasn't great. So up next, Thor Love and Thunder comes out July 8th.
Yes.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever November 11th. Those both have to be better than this. Although I am kind of unsure on Black Panther at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect. Thor Love and Thunder.
Now I just don't know.
So where are you at now in the MCU? The MCU at one point, I'm trying to think. It was like phase three. I think where this started. It's probably like post-Ultron. They were operating at anywhere from a B+ to an A+. Fives and sixes on the stone scale for everything they did. And now it's closer to 50-50. Like we just said, that they have six TV shows. Two of them are crap.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them are good. The recent swath of movies, I would say nothing. Well, Spider-Man was very good. I like Spider-Man. But Eternals was not good. This was not good. Shang-Chi and Black Widow, I think, were solid. Like, but they were solid. like middle of the pack. Like, solid. Yeah, solid. So I don't know. So now it's more like a, you know.
I worried about this before. And I think you're seeing the bubble about to pop here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can get back to that run of like Endgame, Infinity War. Like I don't know if you can get back there. It just seems like it's too much. You know, when the, you know, as I haven't said this in a long time, but as the expansion of the Roman Empire got so big that it couldn't sustain itself, right? I think that this is getting to the point where,
or even the Romans or Greeks.
I think it's a little too much. I think they've bitten off, they've been a little too ambitious.
Yeah, that's why I'm excited for like getting Daredevil back and like properties like Blade, whenever the hell they make the Mahershala Ali Blade, stuff like that. So Thor Love and Thunder, I think, is in good hands because you're going to have Taika Waititi and the Guardians. I think that's going to be really good. Black Panther, we'll see. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, comes out February of 23. They're bringing Kang the Conqueror back for that. That's going to be confusing, I think, for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 comes out May of 23, and The Marvels comes out July of 23. They also have, there's no date for it, but Fantastic Four, and they just lost their director. The guy who did all the Spider-Mans is out.
Mm-hmm.
Is John Krasinski going to play Mr. Fantastic?
As I sit here right now, no. I think that was just like I said, a wink and a nod to the audience. I don't think you're going to get that cast.
I agree. And I feel like, because everybody's like, oh, and Emily Blunt should be Invisible Woman. I think she's been on record like, I don't want to be in comic movies.
Right. So, what do they call it? Like the golden handcuffs? Like you get all this money and all this fame, but like that's your life for.
Yeah.
And I think you're never going to see Robert Downey again. You're never going to see you might get Robert. Okay. So
I think Robert Downey comes back.
I know in a sense, I know Ironheart is in the new Black Panther movie.
Mm.
So when she's doing her thing, when Riri Williams is doing her thing and like becoming Ironheart, I think you might get I would love to see a Tony Stark AI.
Okay.
With her.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where like Tony Stark is like, because I think that happens with her. Like there's her instead of Jarvis, it's actually Tony Stark who talks to her. And
so, yeah, you could get that.
Like it's his consciousness, like in the equipment. So
that
would be kind of cool. So it's even if it's like a voiceover, I think that would be cool. I don't see it. I don't see that him coming back, or I don't see Krasinski or Emily Blunt doing this.
Probably not. And we'll see, because this movie overall is getting pretty good reviews. Like we'll see after the first weekend if that starts to come down a little bit. But
okay. And it's one of those things that it's like, fuck, like I'm trying to think of like two complete, like I like like pancakes. Gummy worms.
Yep.
And I like
buffalo chicken sandwiches.
Buffalo chicken sandwiches. I don't like them together. No. I like Sam Raimi. Uh-huh. I like the MCU. I didn't like them together.
Yeah.
Like I love Evil Dead. I love Evil Dead 2. I love Army of Darkness. I love Bruce Campbell. I love the MCU, those comic properties, Doctor Strange. I love the multiverse. I love Scarlet Witch. For me, they just didn't go together.
I hear you. All right, let us know what you guys thought of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Were we too hard on the movie? Were we not hard enough on it? Dorkpodcast@gmail.com. If you wanted to give us a lengthy review yourself, or you can just let us know on Twitter or Instagram @DorkPodcast. So I'm going to stick 3.5. Have you talked yourself any lower?
Let's keep it at 3.5.
3.5. 3.5 across the board. All right, fair enough.
Pick of the ball.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or you may also choose at this time to defend a goal?
I'm going
to
take the ball because there's something that I stumbled upon today. I had no idea that this existed, and I found it and tried it out, and I'm excited to tell you about it.
Great.
Did you know? By the way, interesting programming note, we are now on Spotify.
Finally. Yeah, I don't know what the holdup was, but we are. People have asked, and I didn't know why. And then, but yeah, long story short, we are on Spotify. So,
and I love the story that you told that, like, I asked people and they didn't know why. And then one day we were on Spotify.
Right.
So, I was looking at Spotify podcast, and something that has unseated Joe Rogan as the number one podcast on Spotify. It is called Batman Unburied. It is a story, a Batman story. Told in podcast form, written by David S. Goyer, who wrote Batman Begins, The Dark Knight. He even wrote Batman v Superman. But the first two episodes were released last week. And so I listened to the first half of the first episode, which is like a half hour long. Can I read you the description?
Please.
First, so Bruce Wayne is played by none other than Winston Duke.
Like that.
Joining Duke on the narrative-led podcast are Hasan Minhaj as the Riddler, Jason Isaacs as Alfred, Gina Rodriguez as Barbara Gordon, Lance Reddick, the greatest voice over actor of in anything, as Thomas Wayne, Tox Olagundaye as Martha Wayne, John Rhys-Davies as Dr. Hunter, and Ashley Birch. If you don't know Ashley Birch, she is Aloy in Horizon Zero Dawn as Vicky Vale. So here's the synopsis. A serial killer known as the Harvester terrorizes Gotham City, but Batman is not coming to the rescue. In fact, Bruce Wayne has no memory of being the Cape Crusader at all. Instead, Bruce is a forensic pathologist performing the autopsy on the latest victim when he's attacked by the killer himself. As Bruce's obsession with the Harvester consumes him, Dr. Thomas Wayne, head of Gotham City Hospital, orders his son to take a medical leave and seek treatment from an unusual psychologist, Dr. Hunter. With Batman missing in action, Detective Barbara Gordon is left with no choice but to seek help from Gotham's second smartest detective, the Riddler.
Oh, I like it.
So sounds good. And I listened to the first half of the first episode.
Yeah.
It's pretty dark. Like, it's for a mature audience. If you're into this, like, definitely check it out.
All right. Hell, okay. I'll definitely.
And it's number one on Spotify podcast. We are right behind it.
Number two is #dork. So thanks for tuning in. I got a comic book for you, Ryan. How about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Last Ronin?
Oh, is that the one? It's just Raphael, right?
Well, I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Oh,
so the deal is it's 5 issues. The 5th issue just finally came out. It's funny listening to TLDR, Fryer and Dr. Joe. This is a book that they loved, but it came out so infrequently. Like, there'd be delays. It would take like months to come out. So I waited till it was all out. The trade's not out yet. I read the 5 individual copies of it. So that you can get those.
So then, by the way, let me stop you. The only reason I said Raphael is because I've only seen the cover and it looked more like him.
Yeah.
So I don't know that.
It might be. It might not be. I'm not going to tell you because the whole first issue, you know that there's one surviving turtle and you don't know who it is. And then the last page of the first issue, and there's only 5 issues, it reveals who it is. But like, he still talks to the other ones. The other ones are dead, but like, he sees them in his mind. So it's like a dark turtles.
I like that. So I am only guessing because, again, the turtle on the cover looked more like Raphael. That's the only reason I said that.
I'll say this. The turtle has all of their weapons. So okay, he, so that's, he has okay. every one of them. So like, so you literally, as you're reading it, you don't know. And he's wearing like, it's black. It's not right. any other colors. It's fucking pretty cool. So
Splinter gone too.
Which what?
Splinter, is he gone too?
Also gone. Also dead. Yeah. Yes.
I'm into that.
Yeah, the Last Ronin.
Yeah,
it's an awesome concept. So check out that comic, or just wait till the trade's out. Maybe that might be one I buy for the collection. It was really good. Mm-hmm. Ryan, next week or this week, this Sunday, we have a goddamn live show at Idle Hands, 3 o'clock. Malden, top 25 comic book movies. Yes, save the date. May 15th is upon us. So there'll be no YouTube for that episode. Sorry for all the YouTube people out there, but you can go to Spotify now, or you can go to Apple Pods, or you can go to Odyssey, go wherever you want. But we'll be there counting down the top 25. Go back in our archives. You can find 50 through 26. And then we'll be joined by Mac and Goo coming up on Sunday for the top 25. I'm excited for this. I have the list. We can shame some people for their terrible voting. The whole thing. Gonna be a lot.
And they can't say shit.
They can't do shit about it.
They don't have a microphone. Goo only has 4 microphones.
That's right. Oh, by the way, for those of you that aren't sure if you want to go or not, Goo says he has figured out the audio. So before, there'd be like one table could kind of hear really well. Another table would be kind of like, it's kind of now.
You're 20 feet away from us, no shot.
Now everybody can hear it. Mm-hmm. At least this is what I'm told.
And there'll be food trucks, and there'll be good beers.
As I say, there's beer and food, and then you can come say what's up afterwards. So even if you can't hear us, but I'm telling you, I think you can hear us. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll see all you guys out there at Idle Hands, 3 o'clock start.
I just had it early.
What?
You know, I'm going to put right in front of me, fucking tip jar for Spite Bucks.
You know what? We should all put a hat. Like,
and then at the end, if he shows his fucking face at the end of it, I'm going to grab the wad of money and hold it out to Jason Rossi in a fist and say, clearly you need this more than I do.
Oh, stuff it in his chest. Like,
just no, drop it on the floor and watch him fucking pick it up.
Come on.
Donate it to charity.
That's what we should do, actually, is take our 47 brand hats, all 4 of us, flip them over and have people drop off bucks.
I'll bring a guitar case. We'll put it out in front for fucking nickels.
God, man. Great live show. We also made $17. Great.
Jordan said he can't accept it. He has a job.
Yeah. he's a grown adult man. He's not going to
be a grown man.
Yeah. Doesn't need your charity. He doesn't want your goddamn money.
I don't need your charity, but you know who does?
Yeah.
Charity.
Every
charity needs your charity.
Literally every other charity. That's what makes them a charity. He's making us out like we've never given money to charity. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
I do it every
Don't shame me about charity.
Around the fucking, yeah.
Christ's sake.
Have you listened to any of our shows in November?
Measure each other's charity dicks now. Is Christ.
Had I a charity dick, it would get gasps.
It's a charity dick off. Everybody, come on down.
Yours would be a Greek statue and mine would be a gasp.
Yes. Anyway, I'm not gonna tell you how to spend your money, but again, you can send it to Davey, Arvon D, Spite Box.
Please don't.
47. Twitter, Instagram, follow us there. Follow us on YouTube as well. Get the subscriber number up. YouTube.com/dorkpodcast. All of that is free. It's all entirely free to you. All the episodes we do are entirely free. When we stream video games, it's also entirely free to you. 47 brand. That's not free, but we're giving you 25% off. So that's
pretty
goddamn good. That'll do it for us. Hopefully we'll see you on Sunday. And right, you got anything else for the people? You got 3 words for them?
I get 3 words for everybody today, but especially no, I was gonna say I don't have 3 words for Sam Raimi, but
okay.
No.
All right, goodbye.